everybody, and welcome to episode 137 of Game Over Nation. I am your guest host this week, Ryan De La Rosa. With me is Gabe Philibon.
Fuckboy.
And Dylan Roush.
Hi.
Hi. Javi is out getting a lower back
He's
tattoo?
He's getting the lower back tattoo of Joe Dogan.
Of crazy Joe Dogan.
Yeah.
Pulling up Johnny with a butter knife.
We didn't have the heart to tell him that it's not spelled Dogan. So whatever. I mean, you know, he'll be all right, I'm sure. Back tattoos, lower back tattoos especially, are rarely regretted. So
I don't regret mine.
Yeah. What's yours of, Gabe?
Wrenchy. A rocket ship flying into a unicorn.
It's interesting.
It's a metaphor for the economy.
Oh, wow. Is there a fiscal cliff on your ass?
He's really been working out that
ass. Oh, God, Jim Boner is right behind me. Talking about my fiscal cliff.
I think it's Bonner.
It's Boner.
No, isn't it actually Boehner?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's Boner. Sure. Jim Boner. Yeah,
but let's not beat around the bush. It's Boner.
That's funny that you said beat around the bush.
LOL. God damn it. I'm hilarious.
So, all right. I guess we can. So, what have you guys been up to this week? What have you guys been doing?
Cartoon grills.
What? So, like animated teeth decorations? Or like. Animated.
Dylan and I have been venturing in George Foreman magical grills.
Okay. Why are they animated?
Because it's anime.
Oh.
Dylan and I have been playing Persona 4.
Oh, okay. I'm so confused already.
Yeah. Gabe had a head start, but he's bad, so I'm catching up.
Not bad. I just play at a different pace, and this boss sucks.
Gabe's
okay,
bad
I'm bad.
Games. Yeah.
Fucked up. But yeah, Persona 4 is great. Mm-hmm. It's like, I've put like 40 hours in already, so that's probably the most I've played of anything combined on my Vita.
The right. Vita has a use.
And it's a game from 2008.
I think isn't it older than that?
No, 2008.
Oh, okay. Well, I know the Vita version is 2008, right?
No,
the Vita wasn't out in 2008.
No.
Oh my god.
No, it came out on PS2 in 2008. The Vita has Persona 4 Golden, which I think came out in 2012. Yeah, 2012. Yeah, it's super cool. And I can't remember if I talked about it last week, but I really want other games to have like the Persona character interaction, but just be not JRPGs. That would be pretty great, like not turn-based stuff, because I'm kind of tired of standard
Gabe
turn-based.
Gabe hates JRPGs.
I don't hate them. I just want something else.
I think we discussed this, Gabe. I said, for an RPG, I think Kingdom Hearts had the best system.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is cool. It's stupid as fuck, but it's cool.
It is stupid as fuck.
Mm-hmm. You don't care about Sora and Kairo?
No, I just want to play as Goofy.
The epitome of the PS2's catalog playing as Goofy.
It's unfortunate.
What did you say, Gabe?
The epitome.
What? You know that's not the way you say that, right?
Protagonist.
There you go, nailed it.
It's unfortunate that there's any squares.
I can never tell. Sorry, I can never tell if Gabe's like serious when he does that. When some of you guys mispronounce things because you do it on purpose so often, I can never tell. Sorry, continue.
Go with whatever your heart's telling
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
I was going to say it's unfortunate that the Squaresoft stuff of that game is what drags the game down into shithole. Bill.
Shitholeville.
Shitholeville starring Darkness.
Darkness. God.
Charlie Murphy!
Kingdom Hearts games are so fucking dumb. It's like embarrassing to play them, because it's, they're so stupid, but it's they're the dumbest, pretty good.
Dumbest writing I've ever experienced.
It's inspiring how silly those games are.
Darkness.
But the good ones are really good, like Kingdom Hearts 1 and Birth by Sleep. And then 2 sucks.
If we just made it like an entire thing of just Disney stuff, like you play as Goofy and Donald instead of your stupid Squaresoft stuff, this game would be better.
I want to kick the fuck out of Sonic with Ratatouille. What game do I have to do to get that?
Hey, yeah, why can't I play as Hercules?
Hercules already has a ton of games.
No, not recently.
How is there not a game for Hercules based off the classic movie that is, or bound to be classic movie, Hercules with the Rock?
Bound to be classic, my ass.
Dylan's classic ass.
No, The Rock. The Rock band name is awesome and everything.
But back to Persona, Dylan, you played it. Did you play it back when it came out, like 2008? Because yeah. You played it before.
Yeah, I've already beaten it.
Yeah. So I have not. Like, how's it holding up since then?
Like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Impression's still roughly the same.
It's still a good game.
Probably the best thing on the Vita.
You're right about that. I don't think less of it.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I have a bit of a stigma about long games these days. I just don't. I want things to be.
This is
short.
A long game.
Yeah, this is a really fucking long game. I think how long? Like, what's the calendar?
And it goes all the way. Yeah, it's a year.
Okay.
And you're barely in July.
No, I'm in August.
You're in August. Okay.
Yeah. You're barely in August. And I'm like 40 hours in, so that's a lot of time left. But it's good. So, you know, fuck stigmas and shit. I'm having fun. But other than that, Dylan, what you been up to?
I'm not sure, actually.
Hmm.
Nothing really. I mean, I went to my parents' house and stole their food. I guess, yeah, actually, Persona's the only game I've been playing lately.
And we played some Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
We wrapped up the Destiny
There's
beta.
Not much to talk about.
Yeah, Destiny they already anymore. Covered most of Destiny.
We've talked about it extensively.
Yeah.
And it's you can do all the content in like 3 hours.
On what game?
Destiny, the beta.
Oh.
Did you ever play that, Ryan?
No, I never got around to download. Well, I downloaded it, and then I never actually fired it up. Because every time I'd play a game, I kept playing Shovel Knight, and that's the only one that I played. I guess I played another hour or two of WildStar also.
Wow, that MMO is really grabbing you.
Well, no, it's been that I haven't had time. It hasn't had anything to do with not wanting to play it. It's been not having time to play it.
Man, it sounds like Ryan hates video games, Dylan.
I hate them.
Why is he on here?
Get out of here.
I've been,
Go like, talk I've about been, politics and yard I, work.
When I want to play WildStar, I'm like, well, I should probably play Shovel Knight because I'm supposed to be beating it. So that's what I did. Well, I didn't finish it yet. But I got further.
Hey, you've done more than most.
Yeah.
I beat
I don't even think anybody else has played it.
I beat
how
it.
How many bosses are there?
I don't know.
Or how many like knights are there?
There are...
I can tell you how close I am.
7 or 8? Maybe it's 9. It took me like 5 hours to beat that game.
Gotcha.
And I died a lot.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Shovel Knight's easily one of the best games I've played this year. It's fucking great.
I think it's my controls. I'm not digging it. What, I don't know if like it's my controller causing it or what, but it just feels like delayed.
Hmm.
Well, that's definitely an issue with your controller. Kind of
I didn't have
issue.
Any controller issues like that.
Mm-hmm. Using a 360 controller for platformers is fucking balls.
Use the DualShock 4. Try that out.
I guess, maybe.
I've been playing it on the Wii U, so I'm using the Pro Controller. it's been just fine.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that game. I haven't played a whole lot of, like, Mega Mans and games like that, but like I said last week, it's like you take Mega Man and then you combine it with, like, the good parts of Zelda 2, and that's Shovel Knight. And then do a lot of little cute things, and there you go.
Remember when Gabe said the good parts of Zelda 2?
They're good parts of that game!
Zelda 2 isn't a bad game.
Remember when Dylan said Zelda 2 isn't a bad game?
I do, Ryan.
It's not a bad game. What's so bad about it?
I didn't play much of it, but I definitely didn't like it.
It's hard.
It's hard now, both in the sense of just difficulty, and then it's got the name Zelda on it, and when you see the name Zelda,
you expect a certain type of game, and that is not that game. It came out with only The Legend of Zelda.
I'm not saying it didn't really have an identity yet.
Yeah.
That'd be like complaining, I don't like this Ocarina of Time because it just feels weird. It doesn't feel like Zelda.
But it did.
But it do, though.
But it was also way later.
Yeah, like a decade later.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shovel Knight's great. Shovel Knight's really great.
Yeah, Shovel Knight's fun.
What was the last boss you just did?
Mole Knight.
Mole Knight.
I cleared that area, wherever Mole Knight is, and then I haven't started the next part.
Okay, I think. Okay, so Mole Knight.
The next part has three more. The next part has three knights that I have to beat.
And. Yeah, okay, so you have those three knights. So you just unlock that three knight section?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have those three knights, and then, like, the final boss stages.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah. Shovel Knight's great. Can't say it enough. It's really fucking great. That's like the best game to come out of Kickstarter that I can think of right now.
Yeah. Oh, I guess last week after the podcast, I played that for a while, and then I also played a little bit of Guacamelee.
Guacamelee?
Uh-huh, because it's free on Xbox One. So.
Ryan, why don't you play Dota with us?
No.
Well, that got shut down quick.
I don't wanna.
Me and Gabe played Dota.
We did.
Uh-huh. You also play a shit ton of League, so it's not terrible. It's not like a huge leap.
We played it with old Game Over host Mark.
Mark Jones.
Neat.
He plays that game a whole lot. Whole lot.
We're replacing you, Ryan.
With someone who plays Dota.
We're turning this into Dota Cast.
No, no.
Hope you like it. I couldn't talk about Dota for an hour.
I'm pretty sure you guys have.
Dota, no. I could talk about League for an hour, and it's not going to be good talk. It'll be really annoying. My annoyances. But let's not get into that, because no one gives a shit.
Bug Game Riot.
What?
Game Riot.
Oh. Yeah.
Bug-ass game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've like spread myself out too thin with games because I started
like
up another
Joey.
Started up another Dark Souls 2 playthrough. And then that combined with,
you know what's sad? This playthrough is going much smoother and you're just dicking around this time.
Yeah, oh my god, this playthrough's so much better. So
what?
Dark Souls 2. So the first time in Dark Souls 2 I went relatively standard and just like sword shield, and it was a dexterity build, which isn't as strong as a standard strength build, but you're like a little nimble. This time around I'm just wielding two fist weapons and just punching the shit out of everything. So it actually changes the game a lot, because you can't block anything when you're dual wielding these fist weapons. You can only dodge, or you can just go in and attack them first. So instead of just like waiting for them to get their attack cycle out, I usually just like run up and just start beating them into the ground, which is very not standard Dark Souls. So it changes that up a lot, and that's a lot of fun. And it's also going a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Mainly because I guess I know where to go, and I have like a slight memory of how the bosses work, and just all the time of my last playthrough working
on the mechanics. I still don't know how you're going to beat the last boss.
Yeah, I don't know either. Because the last boss of Dark Souls 2, not to like get spoilers, but getting close to it is not what you want to do. In fact, that's the opposite.
Are you playing a class that has to get close or something?
I can only punch.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to use a bow and arrow or anything. Like, I could, but I'm just not allowing myself to for the sport of it. It's going a lot smoother, though. Like, my first Dark Souls playthrough, I think the time said, like, 33 hours to finish the whole game. I think I'm about halfway through now, and I'm at, like, 7.
Damn. So,
if you want to play Dark Souls 2 again, and you're like me, and you're like, man, it was good, but, like, it wasn't Dark Souls 1 good first time through. Just do this. It's still not as good as Dark Souls 1, but it's fucking stupid awesome. And it's stupid, so you can't get mad at yourself when you fuck up. That's the best way to play video games. Just go in with dumb intentions.
Yeah.
Like me and John last night.
Dylan's great League adventures.
What happened?
Imagine Sonic doing a spin dash, okay? Mm-hmm. But he has a bomb on him. A timed bomb. And that's essentially awesome. What happened. Mm-hmm. Last night over and awesome. Over again. It was pretty entertaining. It's pretty good. But what have you been up to, Ryan, other than Shovel Knight?
Not really. Like I said, I played a little more WildStar, but not a whole lot. But it's been mostly Shovel Knight. And Shovel Knight and yard work.
And hummus. Don't forget the hummus.
Yeah, lots of hummus. God, I was telling Gabe, my girlfriend bought hummus one night and brought it over for dinner, and it was a reminder that I can just, like, hummus is a thing I can just go to the store and buy. And so now every meal has hummus. yeah, man, I put down, like, 250 square feet of sod over the weekend. That was, boy, that was not fun.
You sound like least, my dad.
At least it's not super hot in Texas in July.
And is that a joke?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because it was fucking hot as hell out there. But, you know, whatever. It was fine. Grass is really heavy.
Who would have thought?
Loaded it into the back of my truck. Just watched the suspension go. Like the truck went. Like the bed sits up a little bit. It wasn't quite dragging now driving that home, but I was concerned. great traction on the rear wheels though. yeah, that was my weekend really doing that, because after I did that I was just exhausted. So yeah, so just mostly a little Shovel Knight and grass. That's been it.
Damn, man.
Yeah, yeah. Not a whole lot of time for games this weekend.
Yeah, I guess to wrap my little bit up, I got a PS4 on Saturday.
Woo!
I guess. It's more of just a relief that I don't have to worry about buying it anymore.
Right.
It was like... Because I had a talk with Javi on Friday. I was like, I just don't know what I want to do about this. Because I thought I would just wait until the Destiny PS4 came out. But I really wanted to play Last of Us. And I really want to play the multiplayer with Javi again. Because multiplayer in that game is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with Javi. And he's like, well, you're going to get one eventually, right? I was like, yeah. Said, and then you're going to get an Xbox One around like October for Sunset Overdrive, right? Yeah. So if you buy it now, then you won't have to worry about buying it at the same time as buying an Xbox. And then the money kind of... It doesn't even out, but it looks like it evens out. That's all that matters.
Trickle down economics.
Oh, man. Is John Boehner on my ass again? Get off my fiscal cliff.
Ah! It's Ronald Reagan's corpse!
Oh, God. What is Ronald Reagan's corpse doing on my ass?
Don't ask.
Oh, no. Yeah. But I finally played some Destiny. I have fun with that. I can see Destiny being a very good dick around in for an hour game.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. Look forward to that. Very.
But that's not what kind of game it is at all.
No, but
it's an MMO. It's a MMO.
Yeah, that's exactly what you can do in an MMO. Just fucking log in, fucking go to the quest, bring the three things he wants back to him. Dicking around. It's my definition of dicking around anyway. I don't know what Urban Dictionary says.
I think, do you still have it open, Dylan?
Sadly, I closed it.
It can never be opened again. Dylan's reached his Urban Dictionary quota for the month.
I've opened it once.
Yeah, that's your quota.
Today?
Your one per month quota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had fun with Destiny. I mean, the multiplayer is very Halo. It's just, it feels like Halo, and I like Halo. So, that's cool.
I like Halo.
Who doesn't?
Master I feel Chief. Like the multiplayer is just okay.
I had a good time in it.
If I have to play the moon again, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I'm so goddamn sick of the moon.
God damn it, the moon is... The moon was the worst map in that multiplayer. It's so bad.
I don't know why Javi loves it so much.
I don't think he likes it. I think he just doesn't hate it. Like, when it was Venus was fine. Like, I don't hate the moon with such a passion as you do. But I can see where it comes from. I acknowledge the source of your hatred.
They really just need to remove vehicles.
Vehicles are really... I don't know, they're just like such a weird place for multiplayer shooters.
They need to remove vehicles or give you heavy weapon ammo right off the bat.
Yeah, the heavy weapon ammo is very... What's like?
Or have the vehicles spawn at the same time as the heavy weapon ammo.
Yeah. Yeah, because like at the start of a match when people just hop into vehicles and then you're one of those lone assholes that doesn't get one, just like, oh, I'm dead again. Yeah, but other than getting deaded by vehicles on the moon, you know, I enjoyed the little campaign bits that I played through with Dylan.
The campaign is fine. It's got really bad writing. The story is nonsense.
It's fitting in perfectly with the world of MMOs.
Pretty much. Multiplayer, they just need to fix the balancing a bit so that it's not 4 versus 6.
Yeah.
Like, if you leave a game, you should have to wait 10 minutes before you can get into another game.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice to have.
Harsh.
That's not even harsh. That's standard. League has it about the same.
Well, like, League can fuck you pretty hard if you leave a game. If you leave the wrong game, whew, you're done.
Why does it make you wait till the game's over?
In
Dota.
It depends on when you leave. If you leave from the lobby, like when everyone's selecting the character,
it's like 5 minutes.
It'll be 5 or like 15 minute wait. And if you're in a, if it's a ranked game, so like everyone, like match made pretty well.
Right.
Then if you're in a promotion series to go from, like to go up the ladder, then you're out of that series if you leave the game.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Drop Dota, if you eventually, if you abandon too many, you go down to the lower matchmaking. And then if you try and leave a game in the lower matchmaking, you have to wait the entirety of that match. And then you have to play 5 complete matches to get out of the lower bracket.
And isn't it
which
if
means
anyone,
no leaving.
Isn't it if anyone leaves, then that doesn't count? That game doesn't count?
I'm not sure entirely of that.
I think that's what Harris told me.
I was going off what
so
Mark
then your
was
shit.
Saying.
So then your shit's dependent on everyone else, too?
Yeah, so your asshole attitude is now paired with a whole bunch of other assholes, and you group of assholes need to work together in order to get out of that pit.
Gotcha.
But I think that's all we've been playing this week, right? Any other little tidbits before we hop right all along onto this news train?
No, let's get a cruising.
We cruising world. I played that game when I was a kid. There's an Uncharted movie, still somehow.
Uh-huh.
And it's set to come out June 10th, 2016.
That's a long time.
It is. Plenty of time for that movie to go under.
Yep. That seems like the likely course. Yeah.
So,
speaking of movies, Mad Max, man.
Oh, that Mad Max trailer was dope.
Oh, it was the dope ass trailer.
Was it a movie trailer?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
So, other details on this Uncharted film. It sounds like there are rumors that Sony's trying to get Mark Wahlberg.
Why? Why?
Because he's a white guy with black hair, Dylan. What's the problem?
I hope fuck it. Let's just get The Rock to play. John Cena can play as Sully.
A cast entirely done with wrestlers.
Oh, no, okay. Sully can be good old JR. And Elena could be Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Nailed it.
Man. Dylan, you should be a casting agent.
I know.
Brilliant. So, I can't...
We took some liberties with casting.
So, there's no news on director, I don't think, other than, let's see. Oh wait, no, there is news here. Gordon who? Seth Gordon.
Who?
King of Kong.
Really?
Yeah. The King of Kong
director. Wait, is that King of Kong? Is that the movie about Billy Mitchell?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a documentary. It's not even a movie.
Drink.
It's not even a movie. It's a documentary. Like,
it'll just be an entire hour and a half advertisement for the Billy Mitchell hot sauce.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, he's got his own hot sauce, dog.
Oh. That's weird.
And then, let's see, who's writing it? I'm just seeing these things now. Can't see who's writing it.
Neil,
so
fuck
hot,
man.
It'll make you want to jump over a barrel.
It says Safe House's David Guggenheim is writing the latest draft of the script.
Who?
So Safe House. Oh my god, Safe House is that movie with like Ryan Reynolds. And was it Denzel Washington? It was awful. So this movie's off to a great start.
This movie's sounding more and more like Max Payne.
Oh no. God, I saw Max Payne opening day.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I think I saw, my friends and I saw the trailer, and I had never played Max Payne. I still haven't played Max Payne. So I didn't know what the fuck was happening. But I was like, whatever. Yeah. I'm a dumb kid. I like stupid things with no value in them. I didn't say that in my head. I probably thought it looked cool. And I went, saw it. And the only thing I can actually remember from that movie is that one bit where Mark Wahlberg is just jumping back slowly with the shotgun. And it takes like 15 seconds, and it's just him slowly leaning back, and then he shoots it. That's the only thing I can remember from Max Payne. Awesome. It's 10 out of 10. Like, awesome. You know, go watch it. Why not? Fucking Mark. If you like Mark Wahlberg, which who doesn't? Back to that Mad Max shit, though, Ryan. Did you see that trailer?
Nope.
Oh.
Did it, like, hit today?
No.
Did it come out today?
Comic-Con. Was it
yesterday?
Or Saturday? Weekend.
Sometime.
Comic-Con. Oh. So Comic-Con. San Diego Comic-Con just happened. There's some things out
there. There was quite a few trailers, and then some that weren't there that I was surprised weren't there. Like Jurassic Park. I was expecting a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think there were just, like, a few more talks about it. Like, Chris Pratt is in it. I know that, and he's been doing some interviews for it. I haven't actually watched those, so I don't know much about Jurassic World. Other than what you've told me.
Rachel have been kind of...
I have no expectations for that movie.
Speculating?
Just none.
Yeah.
It's got Chris Pratt in it, and that's a step in the right direction, because Chris Pratt is amazing.
The other trailer I watched from Comic-Con was Sin City.
Oh, there's a new Sin City trailer?
Yeah,
I did not see that.
It's long.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll watch that at another time.
It's like 3 minutes long.
Still haven't seen the original Sin City. I've wanted to.
It's okay. It's all right. It's got that Robert Rodriguez feel to it.
Is he directing the second one?
I don't know. Probably.
Because it looks very similar.
But, you know, Robert Rodriguez can be either a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah. Hey, man, I mean, Spy Kids was a hit. First 3D movie I ever saw, Spy Kids 3.
Baby geniuses.
like Planet Terror was good, but then it suffered from some things, like, people say, like, really weird lines because they have to have something cool to say.
That's why it's...
Sin City was like that. A lot of lines were written just because they sounded cool, I guess.
That sounds like my kind of script.
They're trailer lines.
Oh, okay, so it's... Alright.
They're lines that sound like they're specifically said just so they can put them in the trailer.
Still sounds great.
And I'm thinking Sin City... the sequel will be a
Gabe
lot
is
of
pre-ordering
that.
Tickets yeah. right now.
Who wants
the
to
more,
come?
The more you say stuff like that, the more Gabe is like, yep. Uh-huh.
How dumb is it?
I always enjoy when a movie says the movie's title in its name, in the dialogue.
Yeah, it's like when a band says their own band name.
I really like when a song the song will be like called some bullshit like "I'll Never Let You Go," and the first lyrics are just "I'll never let you go." It's like, oh, you're getting right to it.
Yeah. So, okay, Sin City is Sin City a dame to kill for? And at the end of the trailer, Marv's like, "Oh, don't mind me saying, but she's a dame to kill for." And I was like, "You're right. That guy is really a big trouble in Little China."
Today will be our Independence Day. Oh.
Woo. So that's why it's the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't look, guys, but we've got a Fight Club on our hands.
Hey, I really wish that we could put an end to these Star Wars. You guys remember when they said that?
Man.
Oh, I do.
Fuck movies.
I think in Tommy Boy, even the dad says Tommy Boy at one point.
God damn it.
You know, but then you look at video games, I don't think they say Killzone once in the game Killzone.
You really were a Shawshank Redemption.
All right. So Battlefield Hardline's been delayed.
We're dumb.
Battlefield Hardline.
Do you play as the Battlefield Hardline? Oh, I think Javi played that beta and he hated it.
I can't remember what he said about it.
We have to go out and explore on this Star Trek.
But, sir, we're going into darkness.
So
this is my favorite.
Pretty sure Dylan and I have little to no interest in Battlefield Hardline.
Zero.
Hey,
absolutely
Ryan,
zero.
We're
Clerks too.
God damn it.
The Empire really did strike back.
Man, you guys are really giving me a new hope for this podcast. For all people still listening.
What's your name? Mad Max. Fury Road.
Oh, man. That guy Blue, he's really old school.
Oh my god.
All lines from all of these movies. Yep. Direct quotes.
And if you don't remember, it was probably the director's cut.
Yeah.
So Ryan, did you play the Battlefield Hardline beta?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't.
What's your interest in this game?
It's there, but there's wounds that need healing, mm-hmm. you know, after Battlefield 4.
After Mirror's Edge.
Does anybody actually want to buy Hardline after the travesty that was 4?
I'll tell you this, I'm going to wait longer before I do. I'm not going to buy it on day one.
That's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
I think EA's proved that you don't buy their games day one.
Unless it's Mirror's Edge 2, in which case, buy 5 copies.
My interest in Battlefield Hardline will be known a month after it's out.
A month? Battlefield 4 still isn't fixed.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But after a month, it should be, and if it's not, well
then... And after
then
a month, you'll have time to see how... People who have been playing it will react. It's like, if it's fucking broken as shit, they gonna...
Yeah, yeah. All I need is a month. If it's still broken after a month, then I'll probably never buy it.
Man.
So. Yeah.
But you bought SimCity, right?
Well, SimCity worked after a couple days. Like, that wasn't broken for as long.
For a year.
It was not broken that long.
No, it was what... SimCity was...
It took like a week to get servers
for them to get everything running right. Yeah. And I didn't even have that many problems when I bought it. And I didn't buy it release day. I bought it sometime that week.
The best part of that is I got that game for free from Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
And then because the game was such a shit show at launch, they gave another me another free game. Free game. And I was like, oh.
Wait, didn't you get like Dead Space 3? Oh, yeah, so you I got did. Another shit game.
That was the only... They were only offering like 5 games at that time, and I already had 3 of them, I think.
Nice.
And the other option was like Battlefield 3, and I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, tell them.
So I went with the less of all evils.
So, 2K is teasing some more Bioshock stuff, which I find... I don't know, I think that it seems a little early, honestly.
Don't worry, Gabe, people are going to eat that shit up.
Well, it's just like a little advertisement from Rapture, which like kind of disappointed me because... Raptures.
Because Take-Two has no creativity to go
beyond
what's already
established. It's not a great start. It's like...
Guys, we can't think for ourselves and create a good environment, so let's just reuse what's already been laid out for us.
Yeah, so... And... I mean... Bioshock Infinite... It kind of, like... closed things off.
And it had a really bad ending to the DLC.
It seems a little, like, one, it seems a little early. I mean, it's just, like, an image of a teaser. But I thought they'd keep this in the tank a little longer. It's been a year and a half, actually, so it's not...
No, Gabe, they've gotta dust that thing off as soon as possible.
They gotta ship it. They don't want to be, like, THQ.
Ken is no longer in charge. They can now... They can now turn that thing into a money-making machine.
Nico Vega wrote another song, and she needs to promote it. They need to promote it. So, they're like, hey, can you make another game? So yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So like, does anyone else have interest in a new BioShock? Like,
not yet.
So Irrational had little to nothing to do with 2, and 2 was surprisingly good.
I actually liked 2.
Yeah, like, quite a bit. I was really surprised at how much I liked 2. So it's not like I have no faith in 2K doing a BioShock game, and the franchise seems to still be alive. But
I'm gonna be honest.
I don't know.
The ending of 2 was much better than the first one.
I don't even remember the ending of 2. I need to play through 2 again, actually, because I got Minerva's Den DLC that I wanted to play for a long, long time.
It didn't have a stupid boss fight with Atlas.
Womp womp. Did you play BioShock 2, Ryan?
What'd you think? I liked it. It was fun.
Any interest in more BioShock?
I mean, I liked Infinite.
I wish they would go someplace other than Rapture.
The image they teased is an advertisement from Rapture.
I bet I wouldn't be surprised if maybe this one, now that the cat's out of the bag, like that it hops around.
Let's put a city on the ground.
The moon. On the moon. On the moon. Adventures of Pluto Nash. Yes. It's coming to video games.
Fuck.
Eddie Murphy's gonna come back.
Eddie Murphy, you really were the Pluto Nash. But seriously, the best plot twist they can do is to make a city on the ground.
BioShock in New York. Or
That would blow my mind.
Or a giant spider like in Wild Wild West.
You always see giant spiders like that out here in the Wild Wild West. What are you guys up to? Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
I, Harold, and Kumar are on our way to White Castle.
What was this, a crossover with Encino Man?
Yeah. It's their dumb friend.
Brendan Fraser, the caveman.
Next up. The Square Enix CTO has left. What is his name? I didn't write that down.
What is a CTO?
I googled it earlier. Couldn't tell you this very second.
Is it Chief Technology Officer?
It is Chief Technology Officer.
Okay. If I was going to guess, that's what I would have said, but I didn't know places had those, but
and
cool.
This is like kind of whatever news. It's just, it made me wonder, like, well, so Square Enix is in the pooper. Like, they suck. Squeenix. Is shit. Except, mm-hmm. I guess Final Fantasy 14 is okay. Like, what?
We're going on our Final Fantasy.
For the 14th time.
Uh-huh.
Like, what do you think, like, what would you do to fix Square Enix at this point? It's like,
shut it down.
Just close shop.
Shut it down, hire everyone from Naughty Dog, and just be Naughty Dog.
Modernize.
Become Naughty Dog. Like, if they want, I think if they want to make, like, guaranteed dosh, just remake Final Fantasy VII. I don't want them to do that, but, you know, that'd get them money.
You know what they should do, Gabe? They should modernize their fucking genre that they've been relying on.
Oh, wait, remember when they tried to do that last time?
That didn't count because that
they
was
gave
just
you,
making
they gave
it
you a
shit.
Straight line and a button in one option.
It's like they don't know how to make an actual game. They just make kind of like interactive cutscenes. They should take a look at like other games and be like, yeah, let's like, do something like that, but with our writing.
The only thing I can think of, like, from Square Enix that I've, fully enjoyed is, like, in, like, recent memories, Dissidia. Like, Dissidia was fucking incredible. But they haven't done any, like, cool gameplay twists like Dissidia did since. Like, at all. Not even close.
That being said, Final Fantasy XV looks like it's shaking it up a bit, which could be what they need to do. So I would wait until after that game comes out, since it looks like they're actually trying something.
And it's been in the tank before since 06.
Look at them trying.
Fucking morons.
Since it looks like they're actually trying something different before I say, oh yeah, they're in the shitter. If that game comes out and it's fucking awful, can it?
Man, if Final Fantasy 15 sucks, oh no. When did that game get announced?
2008.
Oh no.
Wait, Final which
Fantasy
one?
15 originally
got announced in 2008. Well,
originally Final Fantasy Versus 13.
It was announced at the same time as 13.
Gotcha.
They were all announced at the same time.
Did 13 happen?
13
that long
was 2010.
13 was announced in 2008.
And came out when?
2010.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
It's been 4 years since
Final Fantasy. Forget Ryan. They released two sequels.
Ah, jeez. Yeah, but fuck. 4 years? Jesus.
It's been 6 years since the game was even announced.
Man, it doesn't seem like that long ago.
Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid 4 was 2008, Ryan.
Metal Gear Solid 4? Was 2008?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was 6 years ago? Jesus.
Actually, yeah, pretty close to the day. Like, it came out in August, right?
I thought it came out in June.
Well, 6 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Time flies, man, when you're ignoring Japanese games.
Uh-huh.
Because they're falling behind.
And moving right along, and this isn't something we need to, like, dwell on at all, it's just, it made me say, like, how is this still a thing? Fat Princess is coming to the Vita and mobile platforms. Like, how is this game sticking around?
I didn't know anybody
still
played it.
I don't think anyone
it.
Does. Fat Princess.
Which one? That there's someone's doing something
it's coming
with
to
that?
Vita.
Oh, well, no one plays it. That's why they're releasing another video. Like, hey, maybe someone will play it here. Just gonna leave this right here. Is it gonna be free to play now?
I don't know.
In-game purchases?
Full disclosure, didn't read the story, saw the headline, and was like, I can't believe it's still a franchise, so I just wanted that to be known.
Well, franchise, you have to make more than others.
They have two.
That game would have been...
Yeah, one
oh,
with
do
PSP.
They?
They have a... Yeah, that game... Would have been better if, like, we could join our friends. You know how hard it was to join Harris?
Wait, what on the PSP, but isn't it just the same game?
It's
just on a different platform?
It's like a little different. It launched at a separate date. It wasn't, like, a simultaneous release.
Right.
It's still Fat Princess.
They still,
but
just,
it's
have,
like,
they still just have a game. That's
they
it.
Have a, they have yeah. But a game that was not great. A cute idea and premise, and I wish it worked, but it didn't. Didn't at all. I'm sorry, Fat Princess.
Yeah.
You kind of suck.
Yep.
And then, here's, I don't, have you played any of Walking Dead Season 2, Ryan? Nope.
Nope.
I played the first chapter and haven't done anything since, and that was in, like, January. But Season 3 has been confirmed by Telltale.
Alright.
So, oh my god, you guys gotta play The Walking Dead.
So I can... I don't even know if I'm gonna keep going on it. It's been 6 months. I mean, maybe when the last episode of Season 2 comes out, I'll power through them all. But the first episode was... The writing was not great. And I was not happy. But... Yeah.
But zombies, Gabe.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
I love
Gabe.
Zombies.
Yep.
Special. I don't know. Fuck. And then I think this is actually like a month or two back, but when we talked about Google apparently or like being in talks to buy Twitch for $1 billion, that is official now, and it is happening.
Uh-oh.
So everybody, please be excited for Google Plus integration into Twitch.
Super excited.
Pretty pumped. Not at all. Google Plus, go away now. Stay out of my YouTube. Stop changing YouTube too. I don't know where anything is anymore.
They have sold it for $1 billion.
It's a lot of dollars.
It's more than a million.
It's a lot of nuts.
It's like that scene in Birdemic. Where they sell a company for $1 billion.
I'm sure that's exactly how the talk went down. Is like
you know a scene in Birdemic.
I bet that's what they said. It was like, okay, this company in fucking Birdemic got bought for $1 billion. I think we're worth at least.
And they clapped. That clapping scene lasted forever.
Oh, Birdemic, you fantastic, magnificent piece of shit. And that's all we got for news, guys.
Speaking of birds, there's ducks out my window.
What are ducks doing out there?
I don't know. I can hear them. They're like, quack, 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 quack.
Fucking ducks, man. I've been attacked by a duck one time. Scariest moment of my life. Barely made it out alive.
Cool.
It untied my shoe accidentally.
Oh, Gabe, we better hurry. Your fanboy thing is happening now.
Last of Us table reading.
Questions!
All right, questions. Justin Doss, are we getting the season pass for Destiny?
There's a season pass?
It's like an expansion pass for like the planned expansions.
I'd probably gonna say
like,
no.
You don't.
Because...
There's no reason to buy it now. Like you can play the game, and you can still buy the expansion pass or the season pass after it comes out. Like,
well, also. Like, I am the worst about, like, I'll buy the core game, and then it's very rare that I go back and play the DLC. So, like, I've bought season passes for things in the past, and then, like, played, like, one of the things that was
and
part of it.
Season passes in general don't seem to be, like, a great idea. Really don't seem
good. Uncharted 3 proved that.
I don't even know if that, like, that wasn't even a season pass. That was just, like, here's some old map packs and some character icons. And
thanks for spending $23.
And Jeff the cameraman.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what, like, Call of Duty has done, is, like, hey, season pass, you buy it, and then it's like, okay, yeah, same deal. Like, here's old maps.
There's a difference, Ryan. Call of Duty has a robust community.
Right. Well, yeah, people play Call of Duty, but it's still
Uncharted
the same.
Uncharted 3 does
But
not.
It's still just as dumb. Like, here's old maps. Like, it's
like I got the season pass. I've gotten season pass for BioShock Infinite. I guess if you want to call the Fortune Hunter thing from Uncharted 3 season pass, I got that. And then for Last of Us. And I didn't get the Last of Us season pass until I knew exactly what was coming out. Same with BioShock and same with Uncharted 3. Uncharted 3, I guess, is the duck egg, goose egg, whatever the fuck you want, black sheep thing. And with that, like,
Borderlands 2 was a shitty one.
Oh yeah, I got that
too.
And don't get a season pass until it's at least somewhat detailed. Because it's like Borderlands 2, here's three things you won't care about, and then one that's pretty okay. And it's like, alright, that's not worth it. I should have just got this one thing.
Yep.
Those three that weren't that great burned me out so that the one that was pretty okay interested.
Yep.
And the problem with the Borderlands DLC was, like, the first one was, like, alright. The second one was bad, except for the writing. Like, it was funny.
The second one was
Torg.
Torg
was fun. Like the character Torg was fun to listen to. Like, I had a good time listening to Torg. But
just listen to Macho
Man.
But
the game, like, what the game gave was not good. And then the third one, I didn't even get through because it was so fucking bad. That was like the big game hunt thing. That one was...
Oh, me and Sam played it, and I was so burnt out that we beat it, and I was just, I'm done. I just
step
forward.
The one I was actually looking forward to was the Tiny Tina's like Dungeon and Dragon whatever, and that one, like, I had a good time with that one. Like, Harris and I enjoyed that. But yeah, I wish I did not get that season pass. So don't buy a
season pass.
Like, you can buy a season pass. Just wait until you know. Wait until.
Yeah, because you can buy that season pass at any point.
no benefit to getting it now. None at all. So yeah, I'm gonna wait on the Destiny season pass. And then next up, we got a laundry list of questions from Prototype making up for lost time. Did you see the? He says BVS leaked footage. I'm assuming that's Batman vs Superman. No, I did not. I don't have a lot of interest in that movie. I'm assuming it came out of Comic-Con.
Yeah, I didn't look either.
Dylan, did you catch anything on it? Anything on Invisible Sun?
Nope. No, I didn't, unfortunately. I wish I did.
I'm gonna see. Oh, after the podcast, I'll see if it's still around. But, moving right on.
It's the internet. You can't delete shit from the internet.
Any opinions on the upcoming Ghostbusters / TMNT comic? Wait, is that a crossover?
Sounds like it to me.
Sounds like we've really been keeping up with things.
I'm just going to Google TMNT Ghostbusters. Yeah, there's a crossover comic incoming. What the? That's strange. I rarely read comics, so I probably won't read it. We'll see what comes out of it. I mean, the mashup in general, that's looks super dumb, so it could be up my alley. I like dumb things. But
that's why I like Mirror's Edge.
Yeah. What are the chances a Legendary will make Godzilla vs. King Kong in Pacific Rim? I don't know about King Kong, but I know Godzilla has been rumored for a bit because they've both sit in the next what? Pacific Rim.
Oh, that
like, Godzilla's been talked about.
They're making... Oh,
yeah.
In Pacific Rim? I doubt it.
Like, the guys who made Godzilla and Guillermo del Toro have said, like, yeah, I'd be totally down for that. But, you know, they have to get over that big old bump.
So yeah, what isn't going to happen?
And then King Kong, I haven't heard a damn thing about.
There's a rumor of a King Kong movie.
A King Kong movie? Like on its own?
Yeah. I think
did they sign Jack Black?
Oh, I hope
Black
so.
I like a Peter Jackson one.
I don't. he asked, read any good books lately? I read American Gods, which is really good. I didn't like the ending, but the rest of it was super good. Like, the ending wasn't bad, it was just a little bleh. But still, the rest of it's definitely worth it. So, American Gods by Neil Gaiman is really good. Right now I'm going through The Magus by I have no idea who.
Neil Gaiman.
Yeah,
Magus
isn't.
The Magus is
name,
by. How the fuck does it not say right here? John Fowles. Don't know if that's going to help anyone. And it's okay. It's like. What's unfortunate is there's a lot of chapters in that book that are just a man telling stories to the main character. And I just don't give a shit about the stories. Like, I couldn't care less about them. So, like, what's good about that is I can kind of tune out and just kind of, like, let it ride and not pay too much attention. Because I just know I don't like it because I just don't care about them. And then there were some interesting points, but they didn't actually come to anything. I'm about, like, 3/4 of the way through right now. But I don't know if I can safely recommend The Magus. But American Gods, definitely. Definitely.
Well, I can definitely recommend the Mistborn trilogy by Brandon Sanderson. That I finished that a couple weeks ago. Now, granted, it is three books, so you can get them individually, or you can buy like the whole trilogy. I bought it on Kindle, so it is quite the undertaking. Each book is very long, but you can always just buy it a book at a time. But it's, yeah, like I said, it's the Mistborn trilogy. Then after I finished that, I read The Fracking King by James Browning, and that was kind of like a, if you ever read like Catch 22, it felt like that. It's like funny, lots of weird characters in it, with weird quirks. It was a really quick read, very short book, but definitely good, definitely entertaining. And now I'm reading The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson, which is the guy that wrote the Mistborn trilogy. It's like one of his newer series. This is the first book. I guess the second book, and it just came out this year. So I'm reading the first one so I can get to the second one. But right now, apparently the second one is like the number one fantasy book on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So the guy's a really good writer, yeah. So I'm really enjoying it. Was that Dylan saying talking to me or his roommates? I can't tell. But so those are my recommendations. Dylan, anything?
I haven't been
reading. I can't read.
Oh, okay.
I recommended those books without being able to read them. Sorry.
Gabe just their books on tape.
Is PC still the master race? God damn it.
Of course.
PC's pretty good.
Hey, that asshole out in the street's driving the wrong way. Fuck you, buddy.
Live commentary from Dylan's neighborhood.
Yes,
PC is still pretty solid. And I think that's like the, I mean, it's definitely the most diverse platform because it's definitely a lot easier for indie games. And most things get ports to the PS, the PC, if they're not already planned. And they're getting better. I mean, like, original Dark Souls, that was awful on PC. It took a lot of work to get that going well. But then Dark Souls 2, they learned their lesson and made a pretty good port. Or pretty good addition of the game. It came out later, but still, it was good. And then finally, do any of you support early access games in general?
No.
It depends.
Wait, what? What does it? What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess there's like Kickstarter. I don't know if that's.
No. I mean, yeah, I don't know Steam. If that's. Steam has a lot of games that you can buy, like, a year before it's even due to come out, so you can have early access to the game.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, that's the same thing, like, kind of like we were talking about pre-order. That's like one of those do-it-at-your-own-risk, like...
Hey, pay us to beta test it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you!
It really depends. Like, I'm super selective about the kind of stuff I'm willing to do that for. In general, like... As a blanket, no, but there are probably special cases where I'd make an exception. But,
like MechWarrior?
Right. But I didn't have to buy anything to play that early.
That's like, true.
Like, you could get in the... I guess there was, like, early beta access, but the beta was out shortly after. Like, if you pre-ordered it, you got a little bit of early beta access, but...
The way that I can express how I feel about early access games... is DayZ is one of the number one sellers on Steam, and it's an early access game. That game sucks dick.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great. I believe that was the last question we got from Prototype. Yes, it was. It was.
Send us off, Delarosa.
It is the last question.
All right. Well, I guess you can go to GameOverNation.com and check out the website. You can also find us on Facebook.com. Yeah, it is. You can also find us on facebook.com/gameovernation. Give us a like there on the Facebook page. You can also leave us questions or topics or anything you want us to talk about on the show. If you don't want to go through Facebook, you can also do those same things at on Twitter. At gameovernation is the Twitter account. So, with that, I guess that concludes episode 137 of
Game Overnation. Episode 137, Fuckboy. That's the full title.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
Dylan,
sorry.
We didn't have anime talk. Quick!
Wait.
No. Oh my god! Magic girls.
I don't know what that means.
Cartoon boobs.